Greetings, everyone, from Hamilton High School. Welcome to high school basketball 2013-2014 on WHTC and WHTC.com. It is a packed house here at Hamilton tonight for a couple of area teams matched up against one another as the Hawkeyes of Hamilton take on the Holland Christian Maroons. I'm Greg Chandler. I'll be calling the action for you tonight. Both teams coming off victories in their OK Green Conference openers on Tuesday night. Holland Christian at the Civic Center defeated Zeeland West by a score of 59-53, while Hamilton mounted a very strong second-half comeback, overcoming an 11-point halftime deficit to defeat Byron Center by a score of 57-46. The Maroons come in with a record of 4 wins and 2 losses under first-year head coach Jason Meor. The Hawkeyes are 4-3. They also have a first-year head coach in Brant Hoverding. So this should be an interesting matchup tonight. We got some outstanding individual talents on the Holland Christian side. Of course, it starts with Kyle Steginga, their outstanding senior forward for the Hawkeyes. They've got an excellent point guard in Elijah Walker, who ignited the Hawkeyes in their comeback victory against Byron Center. He had 21 points on Tuesday night. So this should be a very, very good basketball game. Last year, you might remember, Hamilton broke a long losing streak against Holland Christian in the district tournament. They hadn't beaten the Maroons in close to a decade, but the Hawkeyes came up with a big district tournament victory, and they want to build on that. They've got some confidence, and they believe they can beat this Holland Christian ball club. It's a great atmosphere. We had a great girls contest just before that between two terrific programs, Hamilton and Holland Christian, arguably the two best girls programs in the area. It went right down to the final minutes, and the Hawkeyes came away with a 41-38 victory. Holland Christian hit a three-point field goal with about 40 seconds left to get the lead down to 1. And then Ashley Overbeek, Hamilton's outstanding senior guard. She's been a part of that Hawkeye program for four years. She hit 2 big free throws to make it a three-point lead. Holland Christian tried a three-pointer with about 10 seconds to go and missed, and the Hawkeyes were able to run out the clock. So that is how the varsity game ended. Hopefully the boys' contest will have just as much excitement as the girls' contest did. When we come back here at Hamilton, we'll have the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. But first, we'll take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to Hamilton High School. Greg Chandler with you, and welcome to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show as we get you set for this OK Green Conference matchup between the Hamilton Hawkeyes and the Holland Christian Maroons. Holland Christian on Tuesday night defeated Zeeland West by a score of 59-53 to improve its record to 4-2 on the season. It was a close ball game most of the way. It was 2014 Holland Christian after one quarter. They led by as many as 9, although Zeeland West came back in the middle periods and actually took the lead in the third quarter. But then Holland Christian reasserted itself and in the fourth quarter hit some big shots down the stretch as they were able to come away with the win by a score of 59-53. Kyle Steginga, their 6'5" senior forward, led the way with 17 points. He had 9 of those points in the fourth quarter. Also, Sam Vanderslice, a 6'7 junior, who is really starting to come into his own as a post player for the Maroons, probably had his best game ever as a Maroon player. He had 17 points also. He had 11 of those points in the third quarter. Jared Dykstra, who is a senior guard, had 11 points, including 3 three-pointers. And it was Jared that hit a big three-pointer with 1:40 left to go that gave Holland Christian a little bit of breathing room at 55-51, and the closest Zeeland West was able to get down the stretch was a couple of points, but that was really a shot that really hurt the Ducks very deeply in that contest. Hamilton, on the other hand, had to come from behind in its OK Green opener on Tuesday against Byron Center, and they did it on the road. The Bulldogs led the game 35-24 at the half. But then in the second half, Hamilton amped up its defense, and in the last two periods, they outscored the Bulldogs 17-6 in the third and 16-5 in the fourth to come away with an 11-point victory after trailing by 11 at the half. Elijah Walker, a 6-foot senior guard, led the Hawkeyes with 21 points. Grant Wolf, from a 6'6 junior, had 13 points and 9 rebounds. And Colin Tidd, who is a junior guard, he is coming off the bench at times on the course of the season. He had 9 points, and Tidd is a very, very good 3-point shooter. And in fact, the Hawkeyes have a lot of guys on this team that can stroke the 3. Wolfram's a good 3-point shooter. Certainly, you cannot leave Elijah Walker out there. He can also hit the 3 as well. So this should be a very, very good test. Hamilton is 4-3 on the season. They beat Allegan and Hopkins to open the year. They lost to West Ottawa 50-45, a game we brought you here on WHTC. They then beat Middleville 70-60, and then had losses against Wayland and Grand Rapids Catholic Central before coming up with that victory on Tuesday against the Byron Center Bulldogs. We got lots of other action going on tonight. It's doubleheader night for the area high school teams. Most of the games have girls playing first and boys playing second, but that wasn't the case at Saugatuck, as Saugatuck played Bangor tonight in a Southwestern Athletic Conference contest. The Indians were rolling tonight. They jumped out to a 28-8 lead after one quarter, and they went on to roll Bangor by a score of 81-36. Taking a look at some of the other games going on tonight. Big one over at the Dutch Dome tonight, and it's kind of a special night because they're having an open house to unveil the improvements that have taken place over at Holland High School. But the Dutch, who are 7-0 to start the season, ranked number 7 in the state in Class A, they are hosting Byron Center and trying to continue their unbeaten streak. West Ottawa is at Granville tonight. Zealand East has a huge test tonight. They take on Deonta Davis and the Muskegon Big Reds. And the Big Reds look like they have a very, very strong team this year. And it's going to be a tough test tonight for Coach Mickey Cochran and the Chicks. Zealand West is at Unity Christian tonight. So as the Ducks try to bounce back from that loss against Holland Christian on Tuesday night. And finally, the Fendo Blackhawks are in Martin to play against the Clippers. Well, the two teams have retreated back to their respective benches. And when we come back, we will have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off of tonight's ball game. But first, let's take a 3-minute timeout, Lindsay Michaels. You are listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to Hamilton High School. Time to meet the starting lineups for tonight's ball game. First for the Holland Christian Maroons, coached by Jason Miola in his first season. Starting at the forwards, Kyle Steginga, Nathan Walters at center, Sam Vanderslice at the guards, Jared Dykstra, and Nick Hill. For the Hawkeyes of Hamilton, coached by Grant Hoverdink. He's in his first season as well. They'll send out Grant Wolfram and Scott Skolton to start at the forwards. At center will be Connor Davis. And at the guards will be Colin Tidd and Elijah Walker. The Hawkeyes are in the home white uniforms, black numerals and gold trim. The Maroons in the maroon jerseys with white numerals and white trim. I'd like to tell you that the broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the written consent of the MHSA and the Holland Stations of the Midwest Communications. The opening tip-off of tonight's game presented by South Shore Laundry, a full-service laundromat offering drop-off laundry service. The ball in the air, the Maroons control the opening tap. They work left and right across your radio down. Nick Hill with it. Over to Nathan Walters on the left side. He has doubled on the baseline. Has to get rid of it to Vanderslice. Back to Walters in the corner. Fakes. Drives on the baseline. Kicks it in the corner to Walters. To Dykstra. Dykstra drives. Puts the shot up. No good. They're going to call him for traveling. It is a near capacity crowd night tonight here at Hamilton for this game. And we got fans lined up on the track all the way around here. That's where I'm at right now on the one end of the court. Maroons will... Inbounds pass comes to Tidd. Tidd will dribble it slowly in the backcourt, gets rid of it to Walker. Now to Skolton, back to Walker. They got to get it across the timeline, and they nearly throw it out of bounds, but Wolfram saves it in front of the Holland Christian bench. Wolfram driving on the right side is Tidd. Outside to Walker for a three. It's short. Steginga with the rebound. Here come the Maroons on the run. Steginga pushes up the left side. He's got Hill ahead of him. Hill's got a layup. Steginga with the assist and Hill with the layup. And the Maroons with a quick 2-0 lead, and they press in the backcourt. Wolfram has it in the backcourt as he helps bring the ball up to Walker. Elijah will work it across the timeline. He is doubled just past half court. Walker has to get rid of it to Davis. Now to Wolfram. Grant drives the lane. Misses it short. Davis put back is good. Connor Davis, a 6'5 senior, gets the Hawkeyes' first basket of the ball game. We're tied at a deuce. We played a little more than a minute. Hawkeyes in the man for man. Steginga way outside on the left. Over to Vanderslice. Right in the lane against Davis. Vanderslice gives it up to Hill. Hill right foul line extended. Over to Vanderslice, working down low on Davis. Left-handed hook is good. Oh, nice job by Vanderslice that time. And the baby hook with the left hand. 4-2 Holland Christian. 6:25 to go, first quarter. Hawkeyes break the press, and we get a foul just past half court as Scott Skolton was fouled. That's on Nick Hill, his first foul of the ball game. Hawkeyes will inbound right in front of the student section. They're all wearing yellow shirts with the word HOPE on it. Actually, with a second P on it, of course, in honor of the late teacher Joshua Hoppe, who was killed last month out on M40. Hawkeyes with it. Here's a three on the way by Davis. It's good! Connor Davis with a triple, and the Hawkeyes with their first lead, 5-4. And we get a turnover, but it looks like we got a foul away from the ball as Hill was bringing it up, and it... Vanderslice used an elbow to clear out his man and got called for an offensive foul. And the official was very emphatic with the elbow. Tidd will bring it up for the Hawkeyes. They're up by 1, 5-4. Wolfram has it between the circles over to Skolton. Back outside to Tidd. They swing it around left side to Walker. Now Wolfram with it left side. Steginga comes out on him. Looks like Holland Christian is in a matchup zone right now. Usually we see the Maroons in a man, but this is like a 2-3. Skolton with it left side. To Tidd at the top of the circle. Now to Walker. Walker loses his footing and then has the shot. It was blocked by Walters. It's a hell ball. Possession arrow, Hamilton. Elijah Walker lost his footing a little bit there as he tried to drive to the basket. Hawkeyes will inbound, baseline left. Long inbounds comes to Wolfram out near half court. Grant will put it on the floor. Over to Walker. Walker will drive the baseline. Now come back out. Walker back outside to Wolfram. Now to Skolton. Skolton between the circles, over to Davis. Connor Davis puts it on the floor against Vanderslice, drives to the basket, loses the basketball, taken away by Steginga. Here comes Kyle Steginga up court for the Maroons. Steginga, left side. Here's Dykstra, free ball, left corner, no good. Long rebound comes out to Wolfram. Here come the Hawkeyes. Wolfram drives on Walters. He is stripped by Walters, and it's going to be Holland Christian ball. What a play by Nathan Walters. He knocked the ball out of Grant Wolfram's hand, and it went off Wolfram's knee out of bounds. Nice job by Walters that time. 5:03 to go, first quarter, 5-4. Hamilton with the lead. Davis has all five Hawkeye points. Steginga with it in the front court for the Maroons. Over to Dykstra, way outside on the left. Jared puts it on the floor. Now gives up his dribble. Bounce pass to Steginga, left baseline. Kyle backs down his man. Goes to the basket, puts it up. Oh, he just took it straight and strong to the hole. Kyle Steginga with his first basket, and the Maroons lead at 6-5. 4:36 to go, first quarter. Here's Tidd, outside Walker. He's open for a three off the back of the iron. No, rebound underneath by Skolton. Putback is good. Nobody got a body on Scott Skolton, and he hit the putback. And the Hawkeyes take a 7-6 lead. Steginga at the top of the circle for the Maroons. Wilson comes out on him. Over to Walters, right corner. Back outside, and... Steginga vacated the spot Walters was passing the ball to, and it ended up going out of bounds. It's Hawkeye basketball. It is loud in here. It is loud as I've ever heard it here in the new Hamilton gymnasium. Of course, there were a lot of loud games back in the Hawkeye heyday back in the mid-80s. Davis has it, gives it up to Skolton. Now to Wolf for white foul line extended against Steginga. Wolfram tries to drive. Steginga cuts him off. Back outside is Davis. Davis drives on Vanderslice. 10-foot jumper blocked by Vanderslice. And the Maroons come away with it. Here's Nick Hill with it. Hill ahead to Steginga. Steginga drives to the basket. Kicks into the corner. Dykstra outside Walters. Nathan left-handed. Three. Got it! And the fist in the air! Nathan Walters with a triple, 9-7, Holland Christian. Already our fourth lead change. Here's Walker breaking into the middle of the side, drives on Vanderslice, Branson puts it up and in! Elijah Walker with his first basket. We are tied at 9. This is going to be a good one here. Here's Hill, top of the circle for the Maroons, outside Steginga. Steginga over to Dykstra, left corner, can't pull the trigger on the three. Over to Walters. Walters tries to penetrate, can't do it. Back outside Dykstra. Now Walters. Hill has it now right in the lane. Hill puts it on the floor against Collins. Hit back outside to Dykstra. They swing it around to Walters. Walters goes baseline underneath the spanner. Slice puts it up and in. Nice feed by Walters. Vanderslice with a second basket. 11-9 Holland Christian. 2:50 to go. Pressure put on the backcourt by the Maroons. The Hawkeyes break it. Tid in the front court. Tid puts it up off the window. No good. And Vanderslice has the rebound. Here comes Hill with it for the Maroons. Hill stops at the top of the circle. It was intended for Walters, but tipped away out of bounds by Skolton, and it will stay Holland Christian basketball. A couple of subs check in. Justin Dyke Graff, a 6'5 senior, and Kyle Wasik, a 6'5 junior, check in for the Maroons. And for the Hawkeyes, it is Dylan Burrish, a 6'1 senior, and Colton Bexford, a 6'2" junior. Maroons with it in the front court. Here's an alley-oop for Steginga, and Kyle rocks the rim! Walters with the assist! Send it in, Big Fella! And the Maroon platoon explodes. 13-9, Holland Christian. 2:15 to go, first quarter. Tid outside to Walker. Elijah drives the lane, puts it up, no good. Walker gets his own board, goes up strong. Oh, he got hacked. No whistle. Here comes Walters, ahead to Dykegraff. Dykegraff gives up his dribble, back outside to Hill. Nick Hill with it, over to Dykegraff. They want Wasik down low. The ball tipped away out of bounds by Bexford. It'll stay Holland Christian basketball. Max Weird, a 6'1 senior guard, checks in for the first time for Coach Jason Muir. And for the Hawkeyes, we're going to get our first at Evan Woodkey, a 5'9 junior. Maroons with it, baseline right, 1:51 to go, first quarter. They lead 13-9. Walters to inbound, and we get a whistle before the inbound, and we're going to get a Holland Christian foul. And Dykegraff set an illegal screen that time, so three fouls so far on Holland Christian. Two of them have occurred on offensive possessions. Hawkeyes have not been charged with a foul yet. With it way outside is Woodkey. Gives it up now to Burrish. Dylan Burrish outside to Wolfram. They swing it around the perimeter to Bexford. Back outside Walker. Walker at the top of the circle against Walters. Elijah puts it on the floor. Gives it up to Burrish. Back outside Wolfram. Wolfram working on Steginga. Bexford has it now between the rings. Over to Woodkey. Woodkey tries to penetrate at the free throw line. He's cut off. Back outside to Walker. Walker entry pass tipped away by Dykegraff. Nice overplay by Dykegraff, and Steginga's got a steal. Steginga in the front court. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line. Got it! Kyle Steginga with 6 points. 15-9, Holland Christian. And Grant Hovernick will take a timeout. 1:02 to go. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. Choose from a variety of combinations, just $7.99, starting at 4 p.m. Kyle Steginga with 6 points so far for Holland Christian. Sam Vanderslice has 4. Connor Davis has 5 for the Hawkeyes. But Grant Hoverdink was noticing that the momentum curve was swinging toward the guys in maroon and white, and he thought now was a good time to take a timeout. And we're going to get an inbound situation right in front of the scorer's table. 1:02 to go, first quarter, 15-9. The Maroons with a six-point lead. Grant Wolfram will inbound it, gets it in to Woodkey. Woodkey brings it up against Max Weirda, into the front court to Burrish. Dylan Burrish on the dribble over to Walker. Bounce pass down low, too far in front of Wolfram, and at the turnover. Nick Hill will return for the Maroons, and Nathan Walters will sit. Actually, Stegging is going to sit. 45 seconds to go in the quarter, and we may see Holland Christian play for one shot. Weirda walks it into the front court, over to Hill. Back to Weirda. Weirda looks for someone to pass to, gets it back to Hill. Hill bounce pass in the corner to Dykstra. Dykstra left corner. Gives up his dribble, and we're going to get a foul underneath. Dykrath battling with Dylan Burrish down on the low block on the left side, and Burrish is going to get the first Hawkeye foul of the night. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Garrett Aiding, a 5'10 junior, checks in for the Hawkeyes. Wolfram will sit. Weirda to trigger, baseline right. Weirda is going to airmail it into the backcourt, and Nick Hill's back there. Hill working it back across the timeline, down to 25 seconds. Hill on the dribble, over to Dykrath. Dykrath dribbling toward the top of the circle, now stops his dribble. Back outside Dykstra, down to 15. Dykstra over to Weirda. Weirda gets the play from Coach Muir. Down to 9 seconds, down to 8. Weirda, left corner, Dykstra. Free ball, corner shot. It hits the backboard, but ends up in the hands of Justin Dykrath, who has an uncontested layup. And that is the end of the first quarter. Talk about your lucky bounces. Dykstra's shot hit the side of the backboard, but nobody blocked out on Justin Dykrath, and the ball bounded right into Dykrath's hands, and he got a layup. 17-9, Holland Christian at the end of one quarter. Let's take a 60-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Second quarter action underway here at Hamilton. Maroons with the basketball, and the ball taken away nearly by Garrett Aiding. And now we get a foul called on Jared Overbeek, who just checked into the ballgame for the Hawkeyes, out on Jared Dykstra out near half court. Connor Davis and Grant Wolfram come back in for the Hawkeyes. Burrish and Bexford will set. Maroons with an 8-point lead, 17-9. Nick Hill will bring it into the front court for Holland Christian. Hill at the top of the circle, over to Dykstra. Now in the corner to Steginga. Steginga down low to Justin Dykrath. Dykrath shot, off balance, no good. Put back by Dykstra, no good. Bodies, and we got a lot of contact out there. And now we got a reach-in call. This is going to be on Jared Dykstra of Holland Christian. A lot of physical activity around the basket. Nathan Walters back in for Holland Christian, replacing Weirda. Maroons will press. Right now for Holland Christian, it's Dykrath, Dykstra, Hill, Walters, and Steginga. Hawkeyes break the press. Wolfram has it. Wolfram fakes the three. Outside now to Woodkey. Woodkey gives up his dribble. Now over to Jared Overbeek. Overweight between the circles, over to Wolfram. Wolfram right foul line extended, tries to drive, back outside to Woodkey. Woodkey's a good three-point shooter. Woodkey being guarded closely by Hill, nearly knocked away. Woodkey has to get rid of it to Overbeek. Over to Wolfram. Wolfram cut off at the free throw line, and he traveled. Kyle Wassink, check that Vanderslice will back in for Holland Christian, replacing Dykrath. Hawkeyes are finding the going a little tough getting the ball down low against this Holland Christian defense. Nick Hill brings it up for the Maroons. 6:55 to go till halftime. 17-9 Holland Christian. Walters underneath to Vanderslice. Vanderslice doubled right of the lane. Vanderslice puts it on the floor against Davis. Turns right out and hit. Good! Vanderslice just overpowered Connor Davis that time. And as I said at the top of the broadcast, he keeps getting better and better every week. 6 points for Sam. And the Maroons have a 10-point lead, 19-9. Hawkeyes with it in the front court. Davis at the top of the circle gets rid of it to Skolton. Not a Woodkey on the left side, back outside to Overbeek. Not a Wolfram to Overbeek between the circles. Now Connor Davis. Davis holds the ball over his head, now puts it on the floor against Vanderslice. Spins to the hall, puts it up, and it's good! Nice move by Connor Davis. He has 7 of the Hawkeyes' 11 points, but they're down 8. 6:05 to go in the half. Here's Stegging up for a three, right side off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound Overbeek. Here come the Hawkeyes the other way. Jared Overbeek. Over to Eating. Eating back outside to Wolfram. Now to Skolten. They swing it around the perimeter to Woodke. Underneath to Wolfram. Wolfram left of the lane. Over Power. Stegging and puts it up and in. And that's the first basket of the ball game for Grant Wolfram. He's been the Hawkeyes' leading scorer. Dykstra has it right corner for the Maroons. Here's a three on the way. No good. Rebound tapped out by the control by the Hawkeyes. Woodke brings it up. 19-13, Holland Christian. Wolfram way outside the rock. Drives on Stegging up. Now over to Davis. Davis dives the lane. Now kicks it out to Wolfram. Hawkeyes swing it back around on the outside. Woodke. Here's a three, right side by Connor Davis, and he nailed it. The big fellow steps outside and drops in the triple. Connor Davis has 10, and the Hawkeyes on a 7-0 run. They cut the Holland Christian lead to 3 at 19-16. Hill has it. He gives up his dribble. He's got to find somebody to pass the ball to and can't find anyone. Finally does so to Vanderslice. That was almost a 5-second call. Vanderslice works on Davis. There's a pass taken away by Wolfram. He wanted Dykstra in the corner, but Wolfram stepped into the passing lane. Wolfram long pass into the front court to Overbeek, and Overbeek got fouled on the baseline. That's going to be on Dykstra. That's Jared's second. Five team fouls on Holland Christian. Elijah Walker back in for the Hawkeyes. Dykgraff is back in for Holland Christian, and also looks like Matt Moss is in the ballgame for the first time as well. Inbounds comes to Walker. Walker tries to penetrate, drives into three Holland Christian jerseys, and has the ball knocked away, and it's taken away by Steginga. Steginga with the basketball, Maroons up by three. Steginga kicks it out left side to Walters for a three when we get a whistle before the shot. This might be on Wolfram. It is on Grant Wolfram, his first. Three team fouls on the Hawkeyes. Walter slaps the basketball. Inbounds pass comes to Moss. Moss down low to Steginga. Steginga turns around, drives to the basket, puts it up and in. He just drove right around Wolfram. 8 points for Kyle Steginga. 21-16, Holland Christian. 4:08 to go in the half. Here's a jumper right side by Walker. No good off the back of the iron. And Mosk skies for the rebound. Weirda is checked in the ballgame. He's got the basketball for Harlan Christian. Weirda outside to Steginga. Steginga drives the lane. Underneath to Dykgraff. And it's an easy layup. Nice feed from Steginga. And Justin Dykgraff has his second basket. And it's back to a 7-point Harlan Christian lead. 23-16. Here's Davis airmailing it over in the corner to Eating for a three. No good. Long rebound. Walters for the Maroons. Nathan Walters brings it up. Walters kicks it out to Dykgraff. Dykgraff on the baseline. Back outside to Steginga. Steginga wide open underneath is Matt Moss. And Steginga found him for an easy layup. And Brant Hovernick has seen enough. He wants a timeout. It's a 60-second timeout. 3:27 to go in the half. It is Holland Christian 25, Hamilton 16. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Hamilton breaks the Holland Christian press. Here's a nice feed from Davis with the shot. No good. Underneath by Skolten. And here come the Maroons the other way. Matt Moss has it in the front court. Over to Justin Dykgraff. 3:05 to go in the half. Maroons on a 6-0 run. They lead by 9. Steginga right corner. He'll launch a 3 from the corner. It's short. Long rebound comes to Wolfram, and Steginga is going to get called for a reach-in. He had no chance to get that rebound at all. Kind of a silly foul by Kyle. That's Steginga's first. 16 fouls on the Maroons. Hawkeyes have it. 2:55 to go in the half. They're down 9. That's been the biggest lead in the contest. Actually, it was a 10-point lead at one point at 19-9. Here's Walker driving to the basket, and he got fouled, and he's going to go to the line to shoot two. And that is going to be Wex Weird on the personal, his first. That's the 17th foul on Holland Christian. Walker will go to the line to shoot two. Elijah had 21 on Tuesday against Byron Center. First free throw for Walker is good. That's the first free throw by either team so far in the contest. Hill back in for the Maroons, and Walters will have a seat. And he gets a word from Coach Muir as he comes off. Walker second, another Manette. Holland Christian 25, Hamilton 18, 2 and 45 to play in the half. Huerta will bring it into the front court, gives it up to Hill. Hill way outside on the right, will put it on the floor, drives into the paint, has to get rid of it to Moss. Moss back outside to Dykraft, down low Steginga. Kyle draws a double, now one of the double guys fall back. Steginga back outside to Hill, back to Steginga, left side. He can't pull the trigger on the three-point shot. He wants some movement. Steginga now takes it to the baseline, spinning to the hole, puts it up, leaves it short, and Davis has the rebound for Hamilton. Back comes Collins, hit for the Hawkeyes. Over to Walker. Walker drives into a double team. Back outside to Tidd, now to Wolfram. In the corner is Davis. Back outside to Tidd, now Walker. Walker, cross court to Davis. Davis working on Dykraft, now back outside. Here's Wolfram with it, under 2 minutes to play in the half. Hawkeyes having a tough time getting the ball inside against this Holland Christian defense. Skolton puts it on the floor, puts a nice move on Matt Moss, and Moss fouled him. And Scott Skolton, the 6 foot junior, will shoot. I believe it's going to be a 1-1. I believe they said the foul occurred before the shot. Kyle Wasink and Nathan Walters back in for the Maroons. Moss and Hill will have a seat. It is a 1-1 for Skolton. Skolton has 2 points in the ball game. Free throw off the back of the iron, no good, and Vanderslice has the rebound. 1:40 to play in the half. Maroons leading by 7 and with it. Huerta in the front court to Walters. Walters way outside on the left. Nathan puts it on the floor, spins, looks for a cutter, and he threw it behind Dykraft as Dykraft was slashing to the basket. And right into the lap of Hamilton principal Doug Brashler. Brady Munden for the first time for the Hawkeyes, a 5'7 junior. Inbound pass comes to Colin Tidd. Tidd, the junior guard, and we got a whistle, and Jerry Haggerty, the athletic director from Hamilton, is came right in front of the scores table. There's something not right, apparently. And I'm not quite sure what this is about, but it was obviously of enough concern to get the attention of the athletic director. Oh, no. Well, now apparently it's been resolved. Okay. Hawkeyes have it. Tittle bring it up. 1:25 to go in the half. 25-18 Holland Christian. Tidd into the front court against Weira. Wolfram comes to set a screen. Here's Tidd driving left of the lane. He can't get the shot away. Back outside Wolfram. Grant measures up a three from the top. It's good! Grant Wolfram triples from the top. And the Hawkeyes within four. 25-21. We're down to a minute to play in the half. Steginga has it for Holland Christian. Over to Weira. Back outside Dykraft. Now to Walters, right side. Nathan tries to penetrate. Cut off at the free throw line. Over to Dykraft. Bounce pass down low to Steginga. Steginga on the baseline. We'll dribble it back out. Now Weirda, and we're going to get a reach-in call on Tidd, I believe. Weirda tried to penetrate, and Colin Tidd reached in on him. Only the 14 foul on Hamilton, so not a bonus situation. 46 seconds to go in the half. Walters to inbound in front of the Hamilton bench. Walters inbounds it to Weirda. Max Weirda just holds the basketball. Tidd comes out a little closer on him. Weirda still holds on to the basketball. Down to 35. Now Steginga has a right foul line extended. Down low to Vanderslice. Nice feed. And Vanderslice got fouled. And Davis said, hey, wait a minute. The guy in maroon just hooked me with his elbow. But he's not going to win the argument. Davis is going to get the foul. Vanderslice will shoot two. Sam, the 6'7 junior, with 6 points in the ball game. Again, he had 17 on Tuesday against Zeeland West. And in that third quarter, he owned that quarter. As he had 11 points in that period. First free throw good for Sam. second one for Vanderslice is also good. He has 8. Down to 25 seconds to go in the half. 27-21, Holland Christian. Elijah Walker in the front court. Walker outside to Wolfram, down to 18 seconds, over to Tidd. Colin Tidd on the dribble, back outside to Davis. They reverse it around. Now Wolfram with it, down to 10. Wolfram hands it off to Walker, down to 7. Wolfram loses the basketball, and Wolfram is tied up by a couple of Maroons. Steggingham took it away. Kicked that. That was Walters with the steal, and we get a whistle with 1.4 seconds left. Walker dribbled right into a double team there, lost the ball. Okay, that was a held ball, and Hamilton gets it back on the alternating possession. So the Hawkeyes still have time to get a shot off with 1.4 seconds left. Hawkeyes to inbound, baseline left. Long inbounds comes to Walker. Walker will launch a 30-footer at the buzzer. Are you kidding me? Elijah Walker launched it from over 30 feet away, and it hit nothing but the bottom of the net. Wow! We'll see if that carries the Hawkeye momentum into the second half. At the half, it's Holland Christian 27, Hamilton 24. Let's take a 3-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Back here at Hamilton High School, Greg Chandler with you, and welcome to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital Halftime Report. 27-24, Holland Christian in the lead. The Maroons have led it nearly all the way. They led by as many as 10 at 19-9 early in the second quarter. The Hawkeyes went on a 7-0 run, got down to 19-16. The Maroons responded with 6 straight of their own to go up 25-16. But then the Hawkeyes hacked away. And right before halftime, Elijah Walker launched a 35-foot shot at the buzzer that went right through the bottom of the net for a 3-pointer, and that cut the Holland Christian lead to 27-24. Taking a look at the scoring so far for the Hawkeyes, Connor Davis leads the way with 10, with a couple of threes and a couple of baskets. Walker has 7 points, a 3, a 2, and a pair of free throws. Grant Wolfram has 5 on a 3 and a basket. And Scott Skolden has 1 basket for 2 points for the Maroons. Kyle Steggingham has 4 baskets for 8 points. Sam Vanderslice, 3 baskets and 2 free throws for 8 points. Justin Dykgraff off the bench with a pair of baskets for 4 points. Nathan Walters, a 3-point basket for 3. Matt Moss, 1 basket for 2. And Nick Hill, 1 basket for 2 points, adding up to 27 for the Maroons. So that's what we're going to do. 27-24. Holland Christian Lee. In case you missed the varsity girls result earlier, a very tight contest, but the Hawkeyes prevailed by a score of 41-38. Hamilton now 8-3 in girls play this year under head coach Dan Van Hecken. The Maroons, coached by Crystal Strickland, fall to 6-3 on the season. When we come back, we will have the second half of tonight's game between the Hawkeyes and the Maroons. But first, we do our usual halftime feature. We take a look at the world of high school athletics through the eyes of John Johnson, the communications director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. JJ's perspective is next. 27-24 Maroons at the half. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com.
Just lead. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped us.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It's hard to believe that a quarter of a century ago, the Michigan High School Athletic Association took a bold leadership step to sponsor a program never tried by any other state association, a conference designed to communicate about and prepare women for all of the opportunities and challenges of being involved in interscholastic athletics. No one really knew what to expect, how many people would attend. A late rush of applications exceeded everyone's expectations and set the table for a highly successful event that has since been copied around the country. And the Women in Sports Leadership Conference was born. That kind of forward thinking is celebrated every other year now, and the number of attendees continues to be so strong that the Women in Sports Leadership Conference needs nothing more than to turn the open sign on, and it's a sellout. It's a program that's backed by an endowment received shortly after that first conference, which not only helps keep the cost of participating low for schools, but ensures its place in the programming the association delivers to its members for years to come. In keeping with the times, the title of the 2014 conference has a hashtag in front of the phrase, Just Lead. This year's Women in Sports Leadership Conference will take place February 2nd and 3rd at the Crown Plaza Lansing West Hotel, providing opportunities for students, coaches, administrators, and officials to gain a better understanding of the many responsibilities of leadership. Workshop topics focus on sports nutrition, training methods, how to be a good teammate, coaching for character, the benefits of multi-sport participation, and many others. General session speakers include Carol Hutchins, the softball coach at the University of Michigan, and Susie Merchant, the women's basketball coach at Michigan State University. Another highlight of the conference is the presentation of the annual Women in Sports Leadership Award, recognizing a woman for her outstanding leadership abilities in high school sports. For more information about the 21st Women in Sports Leadership Conference, Just Lead, visit the MHSAA website. Back with more in a moment.
So you just set a school record? Great. It might be one for the books, but it's all for naught without good sportsmanship. That record will be topped one day, but showing respect, integrity, and class along the way will always be remembered. Nothing beats good sportsmanship. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
The winter tournament season is not that far away, and as much as we'd like everyone to be in attendance at all of the tournaments, we know that that's just not possible. So the MHSAA.tv website has a special deal for you. Just $14.95 will give you access to watch live streaming video from the team and individual wrestling finals, the ice hockey semifinals and finals, the Lower Peninsula boys swimming and diving finals, the girls gymnastics finals, and the semifinals of the girls and boys basketball tournaments. Your $14.95 pass is good for 30 days of tournament action. Get yours beginning February 21st at the MHSAA.tv website. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
Welcome back to Hamilton High School. Greg Chandler with you. Just about ready to get the second half underway here in this OK Green Conference contest between the Hawkeyes and the Maroons. 27-24, Holland Christian ahead. Our next high school coverage will be Tuesday night, and we'll be over at Zeeland West as the Ducks entertain the Falcons of Grand Rapids. West Catholic will be on the air beginning at 6:40 Tuesday night on WHTC and WHTC.com. Next Friday, we'll be at the Civic Center for the Crosstown Battle, and it's shaping up to be a good one as the Maroons of Holland Christian take on the unbeaten Holland High Dutch. Don't have a score report on that Holland-Byron Center game right now, but could be a good one next Friday night. 7:10 will be our broadcast coverage next Friday on WHTC and WHTC.com. Maroons will have the basketball to start the second half. Same starting fives for both teams. Nick Hill will bring it up for Holland Christian as we get things started in the second half. Nathan Walters has it on the right side. Down low to Vanderslice. Vanderslice double puts it up. No good. Rebound Grant Wolfram for the Hawkeyes. Wolfram brings it into the front court. Leaves it for Colin Tidd. Now to Scott Skolton. Skolton over to Wolfram, top of the circle. Wolfram gets a screen by Tidd, and Wolfram drives to the hole. Misses the layup. Steginga with the rebound. Here comes Steginga for the Maroons. Steginga into the front court. Comes to the left side. Pull-up jumper from 12. It's no good. Tip, no good. Rebound Walker for Hamilton. Head to Skolton, back to Walker, and now Collins Hill will bring it up. Just underway, second half. Bruins with a three-point lead, but the Hawkeyes with the basketball. Tid over to Connor Davis, left corner. He had a couple of threes in the first half. Back outside to Wolfram. They swing it around the perimeter to Walker. Elijah puts it on the floor against Nathan Walters. And Walters goes down. Shot on the way by Walker. No good. Walker gets his own board, though, and he's fouled by Walters going up. Walters did a good job of following his own shot, and Nathan Walters got the foul called on him. Fouling Walters is first. Hawkeyes have it, baseline right. Colin Christian led by as many as 10 in the first half. Long inbounds comes to Wolfram. Wolfram puts it on the floor against Dykstra. Drives back outside to Davis. Davis will try for a three in the tie. No good. Steginger with the rebound for the Maroons. Steginger on the run. Leaves it outside for Jared Dykstra. Dykstra penetrates. Drives it a hole. Goes to the basket. Puts it up and in! And for Jared Dykstra, that's his first basket of the ball game. 29-24, Holland Christian. Ted with it in the front court for Hamilton. Outside to Walker. Back outside to Wolfram. They swing it around the perimeter. Holland Christian in a man-for-man defense. They switch between a zone and a man in the first half. Ted with it. Over to Davis. Davis down low for Skolden and knocked out of bounds by Dykstra. It'll stay Hawkeye ball. 6:18 to play in the third. Fast moving ball game. Not a lot of fouls called in the first half. Ted to inbound it. Long inbounds comes to Wolfram. Wolfram between the circles. Over to Ted, right foul line extended. Back outside. They swing it around over to Walker. Now with it is Wolfram. Back to Tid at the top of the circle. Dykstra comes out on Tid. Wolfram has it now right side. Puts it on the floor against Steginga. Drives around Kyle. Pushes off. No whistle. Back outside to Walker. Now to Skolton. Hawkeye's having a tough time getting the ball inside. Here's Tid trying to penetrate. Drives to the basket. Shot blocked by Dykstra. And Vanderslice has the rebound. Here comes Hill, ahead to Steginga. Steginga in the front court, spinning on Wolfram, puts it up, no good. Vanderslice with the follow, no, and Wolfram got the rebound, and I think Vanderslice is going to get called for a foul. Let's check it out. It is. That's Vanderslice's second. Second team foul on the Maroons this half. 5:30 to play in the third. 29-24 Maroons. Connor Davis with it between the circles over to Walker. Elijah puts it on the floor against Walters. Drives to the basket. Puts the shot up. No good, but he drew the foul. I think it's on Vanderslice. That would be number three, and it is. Now, Elijah Walker does a good job of getting to the basket. And he'll have two free throws. He has 7 points, including that 35-foot three-pointer at the buzzer to end the first half. First shot by Elijah is good. He's 3 for 3 from the stripe. Vanderslice checks out, and Justin Dykraft, who provided a spark off the bench for the Maroons in the first half, is in. Walker second. Got it. 4 for 4 for Elijah from the line. 29-26. Maroons by three, and with it. With it in the corner is Dykstra. He dribbles it back toward the outside. Over to Walters. Walters tries to penetrate. Dishes off to Dykraft. Dykraft to the basket. Countered and a foul. Well, that was made possible by the dribble penetration by Walters. He penetrated, drew his man, dished off to Dykraft, and Dykraft got fouled by Connor Davis as he went up and scored. Dykraft was 6 off the bench tonight. And he can make it a 6-point lead, and he does. Maroons 32, Hawkeyes 26, 5 minutes to play in the third. Collins hit brings it up against Nick Hill one-on-one. Ted on the dribble, tries to penetrate, dishes off to Walker. Walker for a deep three, it's short. And the ball knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Holland Christian basketball. Nick Hill gets the inbounds. He'll dribble it up slowly into the front court. Nearly loses his footing and loses his dribble as well. He has to find someone to get rid of it to. Finally finds Walters out near half court. Nathan Walters on the dribble. Comes to his right. In the corner to Dykstra. Check that. That's Stegging with it. Back outside to Dykstra. Dykstra comes to the free throw line. Cut off by Walker. Has to get rid of it to Hill. Hill over to Steginga. Walters with it now. Walters on the dribble. Throws a pass right into the arms of Connor Davis. Here come the Hawkeyes the other way. Hawkeyes down six midway through the third quarter. Davis way outside on the left to Scott Skolton. Now on the top of the circle is Tidd. Bounce pass to Walker. Walker right in lane. Drives around. Walters reverse layup. Missed it. Put back by Skolton. Skolton put it in, but they said the foul occurred before the shot. He got Dykstra to bite for the up fake, and Jarrett came right down on top of him. That's three on Dykstra, so Dykstra and Vanderslice each with three. Max Weirdo will come in for the Maroons. And we're going to get a 30-second timeout. 3:46 to play in the third, 32-26. Holland Christian, you're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Hawkeyes will have it, baseline right. The inbounds comes to Wolferman. Grant will launch a three right-side. It's short. Rebound battle for Burrish comes out of there with it. Dillon just checked into the ballgame. Tidd with it. Bounce pass down low antenna for Wolfram. And Steginga made a great play that time. He hooked around Wolfram, knocked the ball off of Grant out of bounds, and it's going to be Holland Christian basketball. And Skolden comes right back in the ballgame for the Hawkeyes for Burrish. And Dillon may have hurt himself on that play. He looks like he's holding his arm as he comes off the court. 3:36 to play in the third. Holland Christian with a 32-26 lead. Nick Hill with it in the front court. Gives it up to Steginga. Steginga outside to Max Weirda. Matt Moss has checked into the ballgame for the Maroons. Dykgraff has it right side to Weirda. Max between the rings to Moss. Moss puts it on the floor against Skolden. Drives to the basket. Reverse layup is good. And Matt Moss has his second basket of the ballgame. And it's an 8-point Holland Christian lead, 34-26. Tidd has it in the front court for the Hawkeyes. Outside to Skolden between the rings. Now Wolfram with it. Grant drives the basket, loses his footing, and we're going to get a foul. I think this is on Steginga. Cal had a little bit of a hip check there. That's Kyle Steginga's second foul. Nathan Walters returns for the Maroons, and Dykgraff will have